Several listeners reacted to a recent criticism of a This American Life story about using pig intestines as a substitute for calamari. The original comment had found that segment, shall we say, distasteful. Listener Matt wrote, "This American Life gave ample warning regarding the graphic nature of the story on artificial calamari. Listeners subsequently off-put by that legitimate investigation have no one but themselves to blame. While challenging to digest during the lunch hour, the quirky, profound perspective counterbalanced the nauseating meat of the story." Listener Grace wrote, "We absolutely love WHQR, and one of the reasons we love public radio is the amazing news coverage we get and programs such as Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me and This American Life. What amazingly witty, smart journalism on This American Life. If I happen to miss it on the radio, I always go back and listen online and have even begun to dig into the archives of the show. I believe the listener is missing the point that this radio station caters to a diverse listening audience, which is such a special thing. You can always turn the station off when what you hear isn't to your liking. Thank you." And listener Martin wrote, "The issue should be paying a premium for something that isn't as advertised, much like punching discs from stingray wings and selling it as scallops. If the listener has ever eaten sausage in natural casings, they have eaten hog intestines. And this was only mentioned obliquely in the story." And Martin also wrote on another topic, "I personally beg you to buy a thesaurus and use a different word than eclectic. You have beaten that word to death and must get goosebumps every time you use it because it shows no signs of ending." Roland Stout appreciated a selection in last week's classical music. "I fell in love with Vaughan Williams' Into an Unknown Region when I sang it with the Moore County Choral Society in our spring 2013 concert. It is wonderful to hear it from an audience perspective rather than that of a tenor in the choir. Keep up the good work with classical music." Well, that is my cue, so to speak, to call your attention to two special opportunities for classical fans that are coming up soon. A week from today, the Cavani String Quartet will perform live in our MC Ernie Gallery and speak with Jamila Erickson at noon. Admission is free, but you must reserve a seat at whqr.org. And in 3 weeks, a Sunday Baroque weekend with host and flutist Suzanne Bona performing in a concert Friday night, February 7th, as our guest at the MC Ernie Gallery for a Sunday Baroque brunch on the 9th as well. You can purchase tickets for either or both at whqr.org. These events are part of a special celebration, 2014 being our 30th anniversary. It is a big deal for us, and we're going to celebrate it all year long. We even have a new logo for the station, replacing the radio transmitter graphic we've used for years. You should be able to see it at whqr.org soon. Let us know what you think and look for more exciting events coming up this year, including our very special guest, Robert Siegel of All Things Considered, who will speak at our annual fundraising luncheon in April. Stay tuned. And we'd love to hear from you on Friday feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org. Or you can call our feedback comment line at 910-292-WHQR. That's 910-292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.